Tashiana Lady May Mayfield with the Colorado Jazz Repertory Orchestra. That's called Golden here on KUVO. And Lady Sings the Grooves is this Saturday at 7:30 at Arvada Center for the Arts and Humanities. And we are so lucky to have Tashiana right here in the studio with us, one of the top rising star vocalists in the country, with a voice, persona, you heard it, that have been described by many as refreshing and beautiful, and I'll add sultry and velvety, and a jazz soul vocalist, musician, composer, and educator from Fort Worth, Texas. Lady May has performed in various venues and festivals throughout the U.S. and abroad. Also, joining us is Managing Director of the CJRO, Melanie Maynard. Thank you both for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate having us.
That was wonderful. Tell us about the song we just heard.
So that was a really, really awesome arrangement by Drew Zaremba of Golden Lady by Stevie Wonder and Golden by Jill Scott. So he made a mashup of it, and it's just really awesome and really fun to sing.
So, my goodness, you're so young, and and we were just talking while the song was playing that you've only been here for about a year, right?
Yes, I have been here for 1 year as of, last week?
From Texas.
Yes.
And it's so different here, isn't it?
It's so dry.
It is, but it's a dry heat.
Yes, and it's beautiful.
And the mountains and the big sky, you got to love that.
Absolutely. It's really nice. You can go anywhere and see the mountains in the background, and it's just outstandingly beautiful.
Well, you have a wonderful voice, a wonderful presence. I've watched some of your YouTubes. How long have you been singing? When did you start?
Oh, goodness. Not to be cliche, but I'd been singing since I was a little girl. But I started singing professionally in 2006. I was about, I was going on 19, I guess.
Yeah. Now, professionally, what was that moment?
So, funny enough, okay, I was still a student at the University of North Texas in Denton.
Yes.
And my very first professional gig was a defense lawyers convention with my band, where we were playing background music as the lawyers hung out. And
hopefully they weren't talking amongst themselves while you were performing.
Oh, of course they were. We were there to be background music, but it was fine. But that's funny. That's my very first gig.
Well, you've come a long way from that.
Absolutely.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So you teach?
I do teach. The reason I moved here, actually, is because I am the assistant professor of contemporary popular music at the University of Denver. So I just finished my first year there, and it was really awesome. What a great school. The Lamont School of Music is outstanding.
Oh, yes, they are.
Glad to be there.
Yes. So tell us about the show.
So Saturday's show is called Lady Sings the Grooves.
Yeah.
And it is a collection of really wonderful music by a lot of unsung soul vocalists, R&B vocalists, or maybe not necessarily unsung, but some of them deserve way more recognition than
we like to find those people and play them.
Yes. So, one of the arrangements we are doing is called Living All Alone by the great Phyllis Hyman. I absolutely love her music and her sound. And I talked to Drew Zaremba, who directs CJRO, and I was like, I'd really love to sing this song. So he said, okay, I'm going to come up with a really cool arrangement for it. We're also doing a piece by the late Aaliyah. It was a piece from her self-titled album, the last album she released before she passed away in that terrible plane crash.
Yeah.
But it's called It's Whatever. So we're doing just some kind of different songs, and some of them may have been considered B-sides, but we're making them really, really cool. And also some old classics, some Dionne Warwick, and of course that Golden Lady, I'll hear that again, and just all kinds of really wonderful arrangements of great music by these outstanding soulful vocalists.
So growing up, who were your favorites?
How long do you have?
There's too many to mention.
Oh, gosh, so many. Top of my head, on the jazz end, of course, Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan. Nancy Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
I actually have her birthday. My mom, I think she willed it. My birthday
oh, no
is
kidding.
February 20th, and that's my mom's favorite jazz vocalist and became mine. But we were exactly 50 years apart, 1937, 1987. I was like, that's got to be willed in there from my mom.
It was in the stars.
It was in the stars. And, of course, I loved Dinah Washington. And as far as soulful singers, of course, Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
And... or said Phyllis Hyman, of course, Whitney. Who doesn't love Whitney?
Yeah.
Although, of course, I'm calling all the ladies, Erykah Badu, Jill Scott. Oh, my goodness. My list runs the gamut. It's very long.
Yeah.
But I was so blessed to grow up with all kinds of music. And these are just some people that stood out to me. Shout out to my parents.
Musicians?
They're not, but they had very musical ears. I mean, I grew up listening to everything, and I definitely would say that that's the reason why I am who I am today and the musician that I am. Because, I mean, we listened from jazz to R&B to classical music, rock and roll, gospel. I mean, we listened to pretty much everything, and they still do to this day.
Wow. So. And you mentioned B-side, so that had to come from your parents.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yes, absolutely. They have an outstanding record collection. You know, the sides of the album have the great tunes, but they didn't play those on the radio. You know, I love the B-sides.
You have siblings?
I do. I have an older sister, an older brother. I am the youngest of three.
So what do they do? I mean, are they in the music thing?
They are not. I'm the only one that got stuck in music and never got out.
It's the best place to be, Tashiana.
Absolutely is.
Because you get to express yourself and you get to pass that on to people. And we love that. It makes us feel better. That's medicine. Music's medicine.
Absolutely.
And thank you for being a doctor.
Thank you. I've always said that music is healing. And
yes.
We are healers.
It
so
is.
I love
well,
that.
Before we get to you, Melanie, we're going to play another song by Tashiana. We're going to play
Good Idea.
Respect. You want to tell us about this?
Oh, so this was really fun. We did the Aretha tribute last summer. And funny enough, this concert happened as I was moving to Colorado. So it's the same week I was moving. And we did this awesome concert. And so, of course, this is the classic Respect that was actually written by Otis Redding. I don't know how many people know that. But yeah.
All right.
Popular by Miss Franklin herself.
Here comes Respect from Tashiana Lady May Mayfield and the Colorado Jazz Repertory Orchestra on KUVO. Oh, yeah, that's Tashiana Lady May Mayfield with the Colorado Jazz Repertory Orchestra, or CJRO, if you prefer, here on KUVO. Lady Sings the Grooves is coming up this Saturday at 7:30. It'll be at the Arvada Center for the Arts and Humanities. And with me is Tashiana and also the managing director of the CJRO, Melanie Maynor. Melanie, thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, we were just talking while the song was playing. Wonderful recording there. And performance. I mean, you got it. You got the chops. So I asked if you played instruments. You said piano and trombone, and you still have your trombone.
I do, and I really want to start playing again. So y'all might see that coming soon.
And you write?
Yes, I write and compose music, and you will actually hear one of my new compositions on Saturday if you come to the show.
All right. So you can find all the information online at kuvo.org. So Melanie, what's up with CJRO? What's going on? What's the latest?
Well, we're just coming down the home stretch on our current season. Tomorrow or Saturday will be the second to the last show. We have our final concert a week from Monday, the 22nd,
all right,
down at Dazzle Jazz. And it will be a Brazilian jazz concert with
Ooh.
Gabriel Santiago. So
yes.
He is...
That's a party.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like fangirling on Gabriel. He's so fabulous. He did a concert with us back in March at the Arvada Center. And it was just like, can we keep him? Can he come play with us again?
Wow.
So we're recreating actually a lot of that concert that we did back in March down at Dazzle with the full orchestra. So it should be... quite the experience. And
oh,
then,
wow.
Yeah, and so we're also going into the studio this coming Monday to cut this album, Golden Lady. And so the music on Saturday, probably 95% of those songs will be on that album. So keep an eye for that. It'll hit, we'll drop that after the first of the year.
All right.
So that'll be great. We just announced our season last night. For 24-25. We have 42 concerts coming up next year.
Wow.
Yeah, we're super, super excited. At venues all around town. They'll be live on our website, coloradojazz.org, tomorrow. And we're doing some partnerships. We're doing a partnership with Samba Colorado in September at the Parsons Theater, which will be really fun. We're doing our Latin jazz ensemble with Samba, and it'll be a lot of fun. And we're doing a collaboration with Wonderbound in December.
Oh.
Yeah, which is which we're super excited about. So that's happening. It's called Jolly Moxie, and it's their December show.
Okay.
And then in the end of March, we're doing a collaboration at the L.A. Cawkins Opera House with the Denver Gay Men's Chorus. And that's going to be the music of Gershwin.
Oh, that'll be awesome.
Yep. So it's Crazy for You is the title of that concert.
That's wonderful.
That'll be over a couple days. So we have a really robust season coming up with all sorts of genre of music. We're excited.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you for the update. And you've given the website, right?
Yep, coloradojazz.org.
All right. Melanie Maynor and Tashiana Lady May Mayfield. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
so much for coming in.
This was so fun.
This is a blast.
I love stopping by.
Yeah, and thanks for the shirt.
Hey, you know, I heard you.
I'll wear my CJRO shirt for sure. All right. So find out more about Lady Sings the Grooves with Tashiana Lady May Mayfield this Saturday at 7:30, Arvada Center for the Arts and Humanities. Tickets still available?
Still there's available. Plenty of seats in covered because this is outside in the amphitheater.
Oh, it'll be a wonderful evening.
It's going to be a perfect evening to be out
under this starry sky.